Now this is a dictation for William Lobert, L-O-B-E-R-T, August 2366. Address as a letter to Jean, J-E-A-N-B-D, B-E-A-T-Y, excuse me, B-E-A-T-T-Y, 644-3724, PAC. Dear Mrs. Beedy, follow up for Mr. Lobert, progressive renal failure, recent problems of high potassium, comes with family member. This was a prolonged, almost 45 minutes visit. Patient has many questions regarding potential need for dialysis. Right now, he feels well. No nausea, vomiting, no changing appetite. Normal bowel movements, good urine output, no edema, no chest pain palpitation, no dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND. He works for Central Michigan University. Wife and son is at the bedside. Presently off the lisinopril, remains on amlodipine 5 milligrams, the only blood pressure medicine, phosphorus binders. Next paragraph, weight up to 275, previously 267, blood pressure 155/88. No changes on physical exam. Next paragraph, present creatinine 3.87 for a GFR 17 at stage 4-5. Potassium improved from 6.2 down to 5.2. There is metabolic acidosis 19, normal calcium. Phosphorus elevated 5.3, PTH elevated 312, anemia 10.5, normal white blood cell platelet, normal albumin, normal calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, progressive, biopsy findings of arteriosclerosis, secondary type FSGS, problems of high potassium, discontinued lisinopril, secondary hyperparathyroidism to start vitamin D125 3 days a week. There is metabolic acidosis. We have not added any bicarbonate. There is anemia that no need for EPO treatment. Other chemistry is stable as indicated above. We discussed about when we start dialysis based on symptoms. Most people will have a GFR less than 15, most of the time around 12, 13. We discussed the need for an AV fistula, explore renal transplant. Chemistry is on a regular basis as we assess anemia, potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, acidity, and adjustments accordingly. We discuss the different options, home peritoneal dialysis, home hemodialysis, in-center dialysis, the benefits and side effects of each one, living donation versus cadaveric transplant list here in Michigan, 5-6 years. The fistula should not interfere with his activities. All is to discuss at length. End of dictation.